Hey guys, tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game? Ugh, you need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl. Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland gentlemen's club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes. So be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski, Pro Bowl tackle. Kyle Long on with Boers and Bernstein this afternoon offered full support of his head coach after John Elway's strong comments earlier this week about John Fox.
I think that's BS. I think John Fox is one of the best coaches, one of the best men I've ever been around. And I feel like if we're going to win a championship in Chicago, that's the guy we're going to have on the float. Because John Fox is... That's who you want to play for, man. If you're a real football guy, you can echo what I'm saying. You can echo that sentiment, and I guarantee you, there's people that have played that are probably listening to this, and they'll probably say the same thing.
670thescore.com to hear that interview in full. Bulls are off tonight. They're in Denver to take on the Nuggets tomorrow. Cubs and Jake Arrieta's arbitration case will take place this coming Tuesday in Arizona. That, according to Bruce Levine of 670 The Score, the two sides roughly $5.5 million apart. Today, the Cubs and Matt Merton agreed to a minor league contract. Hockey, Jonathan Toews returns tonight for the Blackhawks after his one-game suspension. Hawks are in Glendale to take on the Coyotes, 8 p.m. puck drop. NBA, Manu Ginobili out 4 to 6 weeks, a groin injury for him. And Adam Silver says he's increasingly of the view that the league will be looking to make some sort of change to the Hack-a-Shack rule this summer. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, Lincolnshire. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you always save a fistful of dollars. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Boars and Bernstein.
How are we doing today?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are you and Cutler cool? How would you say your relationship is with Jay Cutler?
You know, so we always say that. So, for years, everyone, you know, consider us brothers. And, you know, it is my brother, but we haven't talked in almost 2 years.
Well, weren't you on the Bears for one of those years?
Devin?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
I'm like, wait a minute.
No, man, Jay, I mean, it's like that, man. Okay. It's, you know, Jay has a lot of potential, and, you know, he's in a, you know, he has a great organization behind him. I love the Chicago Bears. You know, he gave me an opportunity when, you know, most teams wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed my time there, and, you know, they're first class.
Oh, my God. Idiot.
Brandon Marshall of the Rich Eisen Show. Potentially 34.
Yeah, he's an old one. What are you talking about? This portion of the score brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
What's with the screaming laughter there? I think Rich Eisen, yeah, I hadn't talked to you in 2 years. He was your quarterback for one of those years.
Well, they didn't speak that last year, remember? That was supposedly what was going on.
Then don't say he's your brother.
Oh. Well, maybe you don't like your brother, but he's still your brother. You just don't speak to him.
Yeah,
you don't like my brother? Well,
the Woody Allen line. I love him like a brother, just not one of mine.
Yeah, I look, you're going to ask me to explain Brandon Marshall? Thanks. I'll get right on that.
But he's been just a complete moth down here.
You know?
Every camera, every microphone.
I know, and I told you yesterday, the minute he retires, he's going to be sitting on one of the big-time shows.
I know.
The network shows.
I know. He will.
He will be sitting right there on a Sunday morning. You will turn him on, and there will be Brandon Marshall.
I think you are 100% correct. Mm-hmm. I concur wholeheartedly.
Yep.
Not that I'm happy about it, because I think more of him is not what football needs.
Are you in
college? Well, I mean, he's not done playing it, obviously, so he got some time.
But you know, so we always say that.
What the hell is that? Answer the question.
That was Gronk giving
Gronk came over and gave him a lap dance.
And my friend Cesa. Boy.
Quite the day.
Neutral.
quite the day. My friend Cesa's going to be calling Glazer.
Well, what would you say about me? Why would you say that about me?
Jada.
Well, you know what? You can't really lose if he does.
Right.
I mean, you don't lose much. If you want to, go ahead.
Why did you decide to wear a baseball cap today?
I bought my cap.
I know you bought your cap.
I bought my cap. I wanted to wear it.
Okay.
What's wrong with it?
You shouldn't have to buy a cap. Won't they give you one?
No, here?
Yeah.
No, they didn't give you nothing.
CBS swag.
Did I miss something? They gave you nothing here.
Okay. I think you could probably get one. You probably spent $40 on that after you bought your $40 egg.
Yeah, it was a $40 egg. That's something.
Yeah, but when you call room service in a downtown hotel in a city as expensive...
Downtown!
City as expensive as San Francisco. I want to say that real estate here is almost like Manhattan.
It is. That's correct. But you want to leave. You think it's a great place. With people yelling at you every step on in the road. Yeah, it's just like being home.
I am reconsidering.
There's no difference. It's just slightly warmer.
I am reconsidering because of the number and the particular vehemence of the crazy people. And not the people in here. We have not seen... There were a couple yesterday. There are a couple that made their way past
there's
security.
There's something wrong.
But around the city, there's a special breed.
Yeah, there's just nothing to benefit from. I mean, that I've seen, just nothing. The city's torn up. There's people screaming at you on every corner. When you walk by, four ambulances go by because they know you're going to kill somebody with your stupidity. And then you have, people sleeping in doorways, people standing in the middle of the road stopping traffic. We could get that at home.
We're going to have a conversation with Charles Johnson, wide receiver from the Minnesota Vikings, in just a bit. Then we got Doug Flutie a little bit later on. After that, your guy, UFC Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu legend, Royce Gracie.
Does it give me time to whip his ass?
Oh, yeah. So don't go
it's
anywhere.
Time.
Boards okay. And Bernstein on the score.
This Sunday, the score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton versus Peyton Manning and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One's.
Hey, guys. Tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game? Ugh, you need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl. Touchdown! Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland Gentlemen's Club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Terry Moore is here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And I want people to understand that I've been saying this for a couple days, that I love the presidents. And I have the remains. I said 12 before. There's actually only 11. Somebody came by and took one of my urns.
And Terry, and so I know, you know, buddy, I know that you do love presidential trivia.
I do love Ulysses S. Grant.
I know that you love trivia, Terry.
I do love trivia.
And here's a little tidbit about President James Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Just like yourself, he was wounded during the American Revolution. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Also remarkably well endowed.
Oh,
that's
just like
that was
the Pope.
Tweeted out. That goes without saying. What we're leading up to here, what we're leading up to, is that Mattress Firm's President's Day sale is on right now. This is a perfect intro. It's on right now. You save up to $300 store wide and get an additional $50 off instantly on select mattress sets.
And hey, you guys know Mattress Firm, America's number one mattress retailer, also the home of the most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic.
That's for sure. And you know what the best part of this is, Maddie? Aside from the fact that I'm mad that somebody took one of my urns, is that right now you pay no money down and no interest for 5 full years. And the day you go in and buy that mattress, if you want to take it to your house that night, that day, Mattress Firm will do that for you.
And wasn't Urn the name of your personal valet?
Ernie.
Yeah. I called him Ern.
Where are you, Ern? We got places to go. You
know, I used to tweet about him.
You know, Mattress Firm Terry knows that your time is valuable, and they guarantee your delivery on time or else it's free. So here's what you do. Yep. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you. You can call 800-431-5921 for details about credit costs and terms. Terry talked about no money down and no interest for 5 full years. They'll give you all the details there that you need. We want you sleeping well. Since Mattress Firm, save money and...
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Craving more excitement in your love life? Make a Valentine's date with Sullivan Steakhouse on Friday, February 12th, and Saturday, February 13th. Sullivan's features, get ready, Maine lobster, slow-roasted prime rib, filet mignon, creamy lobster mac and cheese, and when it's all done, for dessert, chocolate black velvet cake with vanilla-spiked icing and Luxardo cherries. Oh, damn, I'm on the way. On Sunday, February 14th, Sullivan's is offering a $64 three-course love affair showcasing their signature dishes. Sullivan Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, and Lincoln.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
This week in music history. This week in 1945, Bob Marley was born. This week in 1949, RCA Records issued the first ever 45 RPM single, making jukeboxes possible. This week in 1959, Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens died in a plane crash between shows shortly after takeoff.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And at 518, Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio Row, Frisco.
And some breaking news, this via TMZ. Johnny Manziel's girlfriend, Colleen Crowley, told police the NFL star struck her several times during a dispute on January 30th. This according to the police report obtained by TMZ Sports.
Not surprised.
Cops say Crowley described Manziel as being, quote, on some kind of drugs, unquote. She was insistent he was not drunk. She told cops she was struck several times by Johnny, including a strike to her left ear. According to the document, she told cops she'd met up with Manziel at the Zaza Hotel in Dallas earlier in the evening with a bunch of friends, but left together in the same car. They both left the hotel in her vehicle with Manziel at the wheel. They drove to Fort Worth, but argued in the car, shouting angrily. She says Manziel struck her several times while he was driving, and when they reached her apartment in Fort Worth, she says she fled the apartment and went to a neighbor to seek help. Manziel fled on foot, story developing.
That's a Zaza Pitts. You know, and the other one, too, if you remember that time where they did that long-form interview once they got him out of the car. Nobody, he was lying that day, too.
Yeah, no one knows what the Zazu Pitts reference is.
It doesn't matter to me.
Zazu Pitts.
It doesn't matter.
The last person who made that reference was Ray Rayner, and it was old when he made it. That reference is so beyond old, it's new again.
There you go.
You think she's Zazu Pitts.
But he hit the other one, too. When they had stopped him that day, they never got the whole story.
Yep, he was
story.
Hitting her,
remember
too.
That whole lie he told?
Correct.
And teammates were saying, well, he's lying.
Yep, and he was lying.
He's lying.
Indeed he was. At the time, he was lying then and
he's
lying
now.
And
he's good at lying.
We now have a chance to talk to a guy that helped the team beat the Bears. It probably shouldn't have beat the Bears, but they did, and it came down to one play.
I can't believe he's in one piece after playing the Bears.
After playing the Bears, yeah, he made it out of there alive. Charles Johnson, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, joins us. How you doing, Charles?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good. You can understand why the game was particularly frustrating, at least the one this year for Bears fans.
Yeah, I can understand a little bit, I guess.
You don't care, though.
Nah, we had to win that game.
Yeah, how about, were you surprised that Teddy Bridgewater found his way into the Pro Bowl as they continue to work down the list?
I wasn't surprised because, I mean, I think he's a great quarterback in this league, and the opportunity was presented to him, and I was ecstatic for him when he sent the text out to our group message, and we all sent him congratulations, and it was amazing.
The leader.
Oh, yeah, the leader. Yep.
I mean, because I think if people wonder about this, that, and the other stuff, but other people say no, there's no question he's the leader of the Vikings.
Oh, for sure. No question. He's the leader of our team.
Okay. He's got that in him, though, that you know, when you have a guy like Adrian Peterson on the team, there's a lot of gravity in that direction, too. And when you have a young quarterback, it's not always easy to get that relationship developed or say, look, this is our quarterback, we listen to him.
Oh, yeah, I think Adrian Peterson's kind of showing him the way. I mean, Adrian Peterson is a huge asset for our team, and he has been in the league for a while. And he's still one of our leaders, and I think he's trying to show Teddy the way, and he's mentoring him in a way to get him to that knowledge where he's able to lead us in the right directions.
And the reason that you're here making the rounds of Radio Row is because of the 21st annual Rebuilding Together kickoff to rebuild. And joining in that effort and with us on Sports Radio 670 is Caroline Blakely, the president and CEO of Rebuilding Together.
Yes,
so what
you.
Are you
very
doing?
Glad to, very nice to be here. Thank you very much. We're thrilled. This is a 20 plus years the NFL has sponsored our nonprofit, and we take NFL players tomorrow out for a service day. And we're lucky enough to have about 15 of them coming out with us tomorrow. And with our sponsor Lowe's and our affiliates here in the Bay Area, we're going to fix up 6 homes and a community center and make a lot of homeowners very happy and have a real, real major impact on the community.
Charles, why is this important to you?
Because, I mean, for me, it's just something that's real dear to my heart. And, I mean, I mentioned a story earlier where my house burned down when I was young, and my dad worked construction, and I just remember all his friends coming in and helping build us a new home, and us just being in the hotel and staying with friends while they did so. And I mean, it's just something, why wouldn't you want to go out and help somebody? And I'm a humble guy, I like to give back, and I've come from nothing, and my mindset is to help others, and I'm going to be out here tomorrow, I'm going to go out there and put in my work and go help these guys improve the safety and health of their homes, and build those guys a great home and improve their community.
Where are you in your career right now at 26 and getting increasing opportunity? When do you feel the breakthrough's coming?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I just got to – I know this past season I struggled a little bit, broke my rib and stuff a little bit, and that was kind of frustrating
Bears
for me.
Bears did that, didn't they?
The Bears did that. Actually, nobody did. I kind of just fell awkwardly and just broke my rib. I don't know how it happened, but it just kind of messed up my season a little bit this year. And unfortunately, that happened, and I just got to keep working. And I think I'm going to be breaking out here soon, and I'm just going to just whatever my team needs me to do, I'm out there to do it.
You know, it's interesting because you hear so many guys talk about the humble beginning, and it drives them, it motivates them, and you sound like one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a humble guy, man. I'm blessed for every opportunity I've had. I'm blessed just to be sitting here today, and I don't take anything for granted because it could be snatched away from me as quick as it got here, and I know that. And I'm just here to just shed my light, and if there's an opportunity I can help somebody or an opportunity I can just shake somebody's hand, take a picture with them, and it's going to make somebody's day, why wouldn't somebody want to do that?
You got it right.
On Facebook, exactly, it's right. Rebuilding Together. Twitter is at @RebuildGTOGTHR. Instagram at Rebuilding Together for all the information on the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Thanks
for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Charles. All right. And again, watch the Bears.
All right. Thank you.
Very dangerous.
Charles Johnson of the Minnesota Vikings and Rebuilding Together's president and CEO, Caroline Blakely, with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yeah, getting back to the Johnny Manziel news. Is this it? That's it. Now, with the details here.
He's done.
Why didn't they arrest him?
Well, they didn't arrest him the first time when he hit her. I thought the same one, but that day, everybody in the team, if you recall, said, well, no, that's a lie.
Again,
that whole thing was a lie.
It's good to be white.
They were fighting, and he did.
It's good to be rich, because they sent out a helicopter, and then they said, oh, he's accounted for. We know where he is, and he's fine.
He's never fine. He's always drunk.
Why didn't they arrest him?
That's a great question. I'm not a member of the police department.
The police report, she says he struck me several times.
Then he should be in jail. He should have been arrested. I don't know. I don't know how you get away with that.
How was
nobody
he
gets away with that? You know, there's certain things. Maybe the you might skate on. Hitting a woman, not likely.
Hitting
That's
a woman,
not a skate.
This is the second incident, and
yeah,
this time
he did the first time too.
I know he did.
His teammates said, "Yeah."
And then hitting a woman multiple times.
Uh huh.
And she says to the police, he hit me multiple times. He's on some kind of drugs. They feel they've got to get a copter in the air to go find him, and eventually they find and they don't do anything.
It's funny, this guy, who were we talking to earlier? We're talking about him and what it's like when you're in the middle of this where you believe that you're not a drug addict or a drunk or anything else. You just believe you're still Johnny Manziel, and that's all that
really
matters.
It was Vance Johnson himself,
yeah,
right?
And he's stuck there. You know what I mean? He's stuck in that life, and he gets enablers. He's got plenty of those. He gets stopped by the cops. He stands out there and talks for 3 minutes, doesn't say a thing. They let him go. I mean, I just think there's, you know, the life is full of enablers for guys like that.
We are scheduled to have conversations with Doug Flutie and UFC legend Hoyce Gracie.
He won't be for long.
Now in the end of the show, Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
Dan Bernstein here.
And Terry Boers.
We'll be live from the site of Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco through Friday, 1 to 6.
Talking to the biggest, fattest names in football.
Kyle Long of the Chicago Bears.
Do you want Martellus Bennett back?
Marty, would love to have him back, obviously. If not, would love to see him have success.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Hey, guys. Tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game?
Ugh. You need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl.
Touchdown!
Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland gentlemen's club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
Patient may vary, limited time offer.
Guys, Valentine's Day is coming, and you know that you need a gift. For the price of a dozen roses, you can give her something she's going to love forever. A Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. She'll think of you every time she snuggles in. Lovey Buddy is no ordinary bear. He's 3 feet long, has some of the softest fur around, is as snuggly as can be. You need to see them. Check them out at VermontTeddyBear.com. He can wrap around her for a hug just like you do, cuddle in for a nap like you do, or be great support when she curls up with her favorite book. He's more than a Valentine's Day gift. He's a snuggly companion for her to cuddle up with anytime. Get her the gift that will always remind her of you. A Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. Remember, Valentine's Day is February 14th. Delivery's guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent you.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He does all these impressions, got puppets, and he does Louis Armstrong and Elvis, Roy Orbison, got puppets, you know, all dressed up like them, and he imitates them and stuff.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, meet Stacy.
Hello, friend.
Who's heard hundreds of David's ads but wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Plainfield? Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by David before talking with a realtor is like sunbathing at the equator without suntan lotion. David answered Stacy's questions, pre-qualified her to purchase a home, and introduced her to Ron Wexler as radio show's realtor in Plainfield to purchase a home. Purchasing a home can be overwhelming, but it won't be if you call David first. David can pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to his team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. If you're purchasing a home, you want to work with a team of real estate experts that will always look out for your financial best interest. Call David first, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners. Can't help if you don't call, so do 312-751-1333. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license E4358, and MLS 19186.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Three wide receivers out to the right. Flutie flushed. Throws it down. Caught by Boston College. I don't believe it. It's a touchdown. The Eagles win it.
Unbelievable.
I don't believe it. Phelan is at the bottom of that pile. Here comes the Boston College team. He threw it into the end zone. There was no time left on the clock. The ball went between two defensive backs of Miami.
That, of course, was from 1952.
But it's Brent still.
It's Brent Musburger.
It's still Brent.
Absolutely.
That's what's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Still going, still
Brent. And you know what amazes me? In the pregame, when they were doing their opening, they said the team that has the ball last will probably win the game.
Well, they were right.
Dead on.
You never get tired of hearing that.
I just thought Miami had the ball last.
Uh-huh.
And we got it with 20 seconds ago. You know, I figured they were.
And then you're running down with your little cutoff jersey on that mesh cutoff jersey.
Yeah. The girls would go wild over Cam in a cutoff mesh jersey now.
Doug Flutie is our guest on the Boers and Bernstein show on The Score. So we had been talking, and I guess tonight is the debut of this documentary about the 85 Bears. And it's a big deal, and still there are people who want to know what maybe they still, after all these years, might not know about the team. And we always said, and we asked Ditka this, what happened after? Why didn't they win more? So we've decided it's your fault.
Yes, we decided. Doug,
I looked at the timeline, and I figured that coincidentally that I'm going to use correlation as causality and say, well, 86, you showed up, and then that was it.
Well, what happened there was Jim McMahon had two shoulder surgeries.
Yep.
I came in with like 2 weeks to go in the season or late in the year.
Yep.
And they didn't have the confidence in Tom Zach or Steve Fuller at the time to get it done. So I jumped in last minute and tried to do it. We actually, we ran into a buzzsaw against the Redskins. And I made two mistakes in the third quarter, but then we bounced back. We were in a position to win it, and we fumbled going in. And then that was basically it. We were down by four inside the 10 driving, and we fumbled. They took the ball 96 yard, most of the clock, and the game was over. After that, a lot of free agencies, guys left, went in different directions, and it was a different team the next year. That team, that particular team that I did come on to, the defense was still intact, the offense was intact. The problem was Jim was injured, and they were scrapping a quarterback. I came in, I had about 2 weeks of prep, and we went.
We're still blaming you.
But people describe factionalization and cliques and camps, and we were supporting this guy, and this is our guy. I don't know.
Yeah,
wasn't your fault.
There was, right? See, but to me, that's a coaching issue.
Not your fault.
I don't know. It was clicky. That locker room had a lot of egos, and a lot of guys that thought they won the Super Bowl the year before because of them individually. And there were issues with how much guys would make for appearances and issues with who's doing what commercial. And, you know, so, I mean, I was a total outsider coming in at the end of the year. I kept my mouth shut and just tried to play football. And, you could see some of that going on in that locker room.
Well, and there was, because Ditka told him not to do anything. He was doing everything. And he was doing everything.
Don't take that endorsement. It gets right on the phone.
Wait a minute. I got that.
We were getting ready for playoffs. And we went, the weather was horrible in Chicago. So we flew to Atlanta or Suwanee, where the Falcons camp was. And we practiced down there for the week. And it was over New Year's. And New Year's Eve, Ditka calls a meeting, and we're like, what the, you know, this is new. We're away from home, we're down here throughout the holidays, what the heck's going on? And so he called a meeting so that he could come in and introduce his new video. Remember the Super Bowl shuffle video? He came out with a video that year called the Bobowski Shuffle.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, so he introduced.
He had a team meeting.
He had a team meeting to introduce that, and the coaches were half in the tank already, and it was. It was 1985.
Wow.
Six, whatever it was.
Yeah, right. No, and Buddy was already gone because that was Vince Tobin at that point,
right?
The defense, right?
Yep, Buddy was gone.
Wow. But so, what did it mean to you after all that, to have the redemptive years that you had in Buffalo, and certainly the culmination at the end with the drop kick to go out that way in New England? Was just it had to be nice to do it on your terms.
It really was fun. When I went up to Canada, it kind of rejuvenated my enthusiasm and my confidence level. I was calling my own plays, so when I came back to Buffalo, I knew how I needed to play to be successful. And it was like, yes, the coach is to death during the week, go out and play on Sunday.
Right.
And that's what I did. And I was the most confident I've ever been in my career during that time period. So that little window of time, the very first game of the year, we were playing in San Diego. Rob got banged up, and I went in the second half.
Rob Johnson. Who they paid a lot of money to.
And I threw a couple of touchdown passes and basically brought us from behind to take the lead. They hit some 55-yard field goal. We had the last second drive, got in the field goal range, a chip shot, and we missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And we did lose the game, but I walked away from that knowing I'm going to be all right. Yeah, this is and like you said, you know, the Buffalo years were fun for me. Finishing it with the drop kick in New England was that was my very last play of my professional career.
Right, but who knew that Bill Belichick was a romantic? See, for me, that's what's interesting about that play. If that's a guy that had some idea of it's uncharacteristically wacky, and maybe Belichick now would think, well, that's you're disrespecting the game by using it as your toy. But people don't realize that was Bill Belichick.
Chris Berman actually brought that to Belichick because he had seen me messing around doing it in pre-games and things like that. Uh-huh. Belichick loved the idea because he loves the history of the game. And, you know, his father used to run the single wing and veer and show him all this old film, and he loves that part of the game. So when the opportunity came, he was the one, you know, I was the nervous wreck. But, you know, this is going to be the last play of my career. I missed this thing. That's what I did on my last play, and my wife's got to live with me the rest of her life.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that happened for you because I think, you know, anybody beat the odds from the beginning, which is what you did. I mean, from the very beginning, everybody doubted you, doubted this, and the rise from there was just great. We're kidding you about the Bears. They were. We knew they were hopeless.
Well, when I look back and realize I played 21 years of professional football, I never thought I was going to be a Division I athlete in college. So I'm very thankful for everything that happened.
USFL, I was looking at it today, the USFL, CFL, NFL, and to look at that in its entirety, it's
13 years in the NFL, 8 in Canada, US.
And he's never aged. Look at it. He doesn't age.
It was, and the other thing, and I've talked about this, you know, they talk about Cam and his celebrations in the end zone, Cam Newton, all this stuff. I was never at the point where I was relaxed enough to do that. I was always looking over my shoulder every day in practice like I'm going to get cut.
Right.
So I never, you know, I say I played 21 years, and I was every day worried and fighting and giving it everything I had.
But if you were Cam, you'd be celebrating too, wouldn't you?
Oh, if I was 6'6 and running over people as a quarterback and be able to, I could have a bad day and throw 5 touchdown passes. Yeah.
But think about that. He runs like you ran, if not faster. He's the size of a defensive end.
It's amazing. And how big and strong are these guys going to get 10 years from now? And 10 years down. I said something earlier. They got to make the field bigger. The field's going to have to get wide. Go play on the Canadian.
I was going to say, you got to add a guy, though, right?
Yeah. No, that's the problem. The problem is there's a lot of these injuries, there's less space on the field because of the speed and strength of the athletes. Guys close the window quicker. The collisions. These guys might start needing a little more space to work.
And you are here on behalf of Epson with all kinds of tips for working with small business.
Yeah, I'm a small business owner myself. I have a restaurant, have a foundation that we run the office. And the bottom line is running your business efficiently, you know, whether the innovative technologies that Epson brings to the table as far as printers, projectors, to have in-house print, you know, a small business, you're looking for saving money any way you can. So in-house printing, signage, posters, things of that nature, you're saving money and time, and it gives results, high quality results.
Where's the restaurant?
Restaurant is in the Boston area, actually in Plainville, just west of Foxborough, in Plain Ridge Casino.
Okay.
We have a Flutie Pub 22.
How's it doing?
My wife was fired up about it because I could get rid of all my memorabilia and shove it somewhere else. But then I let them take the Heisman for the year.
Mm-hmm.
She's not real happy with that. That's her baby.
Well, if you can make a restaurant work, I mean, casino partnership is probably good because like 95% of athlete restaurants fail. It's an unbelievably high failure rate.
The fact that it is in the casino, you have an automatic audience and clientele, you know, filtering in, and we are the premier. It's a bar grill atmosphere, and it's the most convenient, and it's doing extremely well.
It's a nice gig if you can get it there.
Yeah, if you can get the guarantee. Oh, no doubt. I've had all kinds of people come to me about never touched it.
And you're a memorabilia hoarder, aren't you?
So you know, there's stuff that I've got boxes of stuff I toss because we moved, and I throw stuff out and give it away and try to get rid of it. And you still have stuff. Yeah, you can't get rid of some of the stuff. You got to keep that.
I'm kidding you. I wouldn't either.
If people want more information, Twitter is at Doug Flutie and at Epson America.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We appreciate your time.
A lot of fun. Thanks.
Thank you.
Doug Flutie, our guest, Boris and Bernstein. Next up, this should be fun, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu UFC legend Royce Gracie. Keep it here. You got the score.
Mowing.
And Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boris and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Hey, guys. Tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game? Ugh, you need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl.
Touchdown!
Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland gentlemen's club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
Biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Tiki.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Inspiresleep.com to learn more, review safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's Inspiresleep.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm telling you, he's ducking you, Terry. He's ducking you. Oh, there's Mr. Sims.
See you, Mr. Sims.
Bye, Mr. Sims. It was so great yesterday. We did it to Boomer.
But this time.
And Boomer walked in. He was going over to do a TV thing. He started screaming, Mr. Sims! It's just perfect.
Shift change. Brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Saturday's game at 7 is Chicago Wolves Military Appreciation Night, presented by Sears Home Services.
Yeah, I
know this guy is ducking me because he knows.
He's ducking you.
He knows I'll whip his ass. I mean, there's just no doubt. I mean, you get a sense sometime.
I knew it. He heard you talking. He heard you talking big, and he backed down. And he didn't want to show up. He did not want to show his face. He is scared of the Mokina flash.
Yep. Well, he should be. I mean, 3 fights in 1 day, so what? So what?
You could have beaten that big sumo guy, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I could have. Many, many years ago. Not now so much.
No,
But Doug Flutie, when you look at him, I don't know if he's... And aged a bit.
Well, a little bit.
But not much.
No, I mean, he's held together better than some. Maybe Canadian football takes less out of you.
Well, you get better atmosphere, better air.
Is that what it is? It's cleaner?
Cleaner. Sure, much cleaner. Much cleaner. But I don't know. I don't see Royce Gracie. And you wanted to see him on the ground.
See, here's what's going to happen. Is you're going to talk, you're going to talk, you're going to talk. It's like he was standing behind you the whole time. And he's going to kill you.
He's going to chop me.
Yep. I don't think jiu-jitsu has chops. Right?
It's
holds, isn't it? I thought jiu-jitsu was more like wrestling. It's more holds and turns
and
submissions and locks. He actually hits you with smoked salmon.
Use the locks. Yep. Yeah, I had primed myself the entire day. I pumped myself up to the point where I'm ready for him. And what does he do? And you know, it's funny because when you get these crazies,
that are around here, they would have ate him up. You know what I mean? That this is what, like Dana White yesterday, this is what, more than anything else.
I know.
They love that. I mean, Dana White was what, like, he was a rock star yesterday. A giant entourage. Everybody followed him. When he moved out here, all these people moved with him. When he was up doing Fox, it was like crazy. They couldn't get enough of him. So, oh, wait a minute. Danny's drinking.
I love this. The radio producer walk. It's the walk of the phone held to the ear, the notebook sl/ clipboard in the left hand, and it's looking up, down, and around while trying to locate. And he's probably trying to speak Portuguese, too, knowing Danny.
Danny's a funny dude.
Well, he's done a terrific job because circumstances have thrust him into a role that is usually not his, because he's the sound guy. He sits and generally pushes buttons, and now he's glad-handing and has to deal with all the smarmy.
That's part of the gig. He's done a nice job. Nice job.
See, I knew that he couldn't keep ducking you. Eventually, he would have to show his face. Eventually, he would have to face you, and that Hoist Gracie would respond, because he says he's going to kick your ass. That's what he said.
Put his headset on first.
I'm just saying.
The man hasn't even sat down yet.
He joins us now, Hoist Gracie, who is a pioneer in UFC, in what, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, a discipline that you created yourself, correct?
And who am I fighting?
Him.
Me. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait for you in the parking lot.
Well, I'm not driving.
and the fact is, you're still fighting, aren't you?
I thought I was out, and they pulled me right back in.
No, they didn't. You pulled you back in, didn't you? You love it.
I love it. I mean, I enjoy. Right now, I don't know if I like more. Because for the last 9 years, I've been traveling all over teaching the art that my father created. Mm-hmm. So I love travel, be on the road, see the world, teaching, spread, passing on what I learned from my father. But I love being home with my kids.
I was
going
to say, what you really love most, though.
I love being home with my kids and training and taking care of myself. It's my time to relearn the basics and...
But who pulled you back in now? Who pulled you back in?
Bellator.
Money. A big check.
Did money pull you back in?
Passion.
And money.
Money is a consequence of my work. I don't work because of my money. Because of the money. Money is a consequence.
It is Bellator MMA against Ken Shamrock. And that's going to be February 19th live on Spike. Also on the bill, Kimbo Slice against Dada 5000 at the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. So you have fans. I bet you can still deliver a television audience and fill an arena because the people still want to see you fight.
Yeah, still remember.
I mean, back then, the fighters had charisma. So a lot of the fighters today don't have the same charisma.
Why is that?
Don't know. It's just today, I mean, that's why they're bringing us back, because they know it's something that the crowd wants to see. Who would not love to watch one more time Mike Tyson against Holyfield? Everybody would love to see that. They're still in shape. So same thing with Ken Shamrock and I. We're both at the same weight from 20 years ago. He's still at 215 pounds, 220, and I'm still 178. We're still both in the same shape. We're just older. But the way I look at it is, my drawing is good. My target, I'm on target. My group is good. My equipment is good. I just haven't been to war.
I like the video of back in the day when there were no weight classes, and you're fighting 600-pound sumo wrestlers and having to get them in these submission holds, and you'd use their weight against them classically. But that had to be something. When you stand in that ring, and there's a
sort
mountain
of amazing stuff,
of a human being standing across from you.
Yeah, I mean, that's not common.
It was back then, there was no time limit, no weight division, no gloves, no rules, just no eye gouging and no biting. That's the only thing that's not allowed. But it had to be done that way. It was more like a quest for my family to find out. Everybody says that their style is the best. The only way to find out is take all the rules, everything out, get in a ring or cage and fight. And see which style is the best style of self-defense.
Where are you when you return to Brazil? How are you viewed nationally relative to, obviously, the great soccer players and some of the basketball players that have been produced there? What is the response to the sport in your home country?
Hero?
Okay.
They look at me, but the way I look at myself is I'm a product of my father's work. I'm just here to I'm a vehicle to show what he created.
And how is the style adapted to the way the sport has changed? Has the actual fighting style had to change?
Not the fighting style, but I think everybody had to adapt to our style. Everybody had to learn our style, because on the beginning, it was karate against kung fu, boxing against taekwondo. It was just brutal. Once we came in, we add the technique, the grappling, and the chokes, and the submissions, and the control without dominating the opponent, without having to really hurt the opponent.
And are you exactly the same weight? What are you now?
178.
Still at 178.
For the last 30 years.
did you follow what happened to Ronda Rousey closely at all? Did you see the fight against Holly Holm? Have you followed her arc?
I think, yes. I think it was just a bad strategy on that one. But it happens to anybody that gets in the cage, gets in the ring.
Sooner
anybody
or later.
To get any field of sports. Hey, the Lakers was the best for a while, but then, poof, crash, and teams go up and down. It's normal. It's natural.
But that just seemed like she got really famous really fast. And she was sort
good.
Of,
she was good.
Good enough to get all that and be anointed as this sort of hero,
God,
like you say.
And
there's some saying maybe it was a little overblown before she proved herself.
She was beating girls, females out there. They were supposed to be very good. She was going through them like nothing.
In 18 seconds.
Yes.
Okay.
And the girls that she fought was no joke. She made them look like nothing, but they were tough.
So I wonder, the upcoming fight that you have, Hoist, with Ken Shamrock, are you friendly with Ken Shamrock? Because it's been a lot of years, and you guys are both vested veterans. You kind of look at each other, all right, let's do this. Here we go again.
Once we're fighting, no, there's no friendship. Before they announce the fight, I see him. Yeah, okay, we shake hands, smile, civilized. Now that we signed to fight each other, I don't even want to talk to him. Don't talk to me. You're not my enemy now.
So you need that. You have to have that delineated there to make sure.
I personally don't like him, so.
Okay. Well, don't tell him that. You know what they do? I don't know how you would handle it any other way. That fighting, I don't know how you would handle it any other way than the way you're doing it. You don't talk to him, that's your enemy. I mean, I would not, that style, I would not want to be like a guy who's, I'm just going to go in there and fight this guy. Because somebody will beat the living bejesus out of you. I mean, that's exactly what would happen. Uh-oh, wait.
Can you picture what a 6'8" looks like?
Yes.
490 pounds. That's the guys I fight.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Those videos are unbelievable.
He'd have landed on you.
Yes, he did. He did land on him, and I submit to him from the bottom, from underneath.
And he got him in a lock, and he kept punching him in the side of the head until his hands got tired. And then eventually the guy tapped out.
I gotta see this. I'll have to see this fight. All right, well, you're back.
And also, you are working with some football players using your techniques, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu techniques. How does that help football players?
More than just on the field, it's more of a confidence. Like I went to teach the Rangers in Georgia, the Army Rangers, and the colonel in charge was like, Royce, my soldiers will never use this. I was like, without the respect, so why do you hire me? He's like, because I want them to have enough confidence that they can drop every piece of weapon and go across any field and beat up anybody. I was like, fair enough, I can give them that. So the football players, I work a lot with the USC guys. Mm-hmm. I have a good connection with them, the USC. So a lot of the football players over there, I mean, they want to learn more to, as a confidence, as a manhood. I can drop down everything. I can kick your butt.
There you have it.
I hope he's not talking to me.
Bellator 149, February 19th in Houston, the double main event, Shamrock versus Gracie, Kimbo Slice versus Dada 5000 on Spike TV at 8 o'clock Chicago time, February 19th. Hoist Gracie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, my friend. I gotta see the fight with the guy landing on top of you and you punching him out. I'm going to find this. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it. It's over.
I'll kill him later. I haven't got time for him now. We got thank yous.
Thank yous to our guests today. Jason LaConfora, Doug Gottlieb, Mike Haynes, Ed Too Tall Jones, Jason McCourty, Devin McCourty, God. Kyle Long, Les Moonves, wow. Matt Miller, Eugene Robinson, Derek Brooks, Charles Johnson, Doug Flutie, and Hoist Gracie.
And the Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Saturday's game at 7 is Chicago Wolves Military Appreciation Night presented by Sears Home Services. Some quick thank yous to right here on site doing a terrific job, Chris Tannehill.
Boomer Esiason of CBS, of multiple CBS platforms, WFAN and TV and radio, etc. Our guest on the Boers and Bernstein Show.
See what he said?
What'd he say?
Yeah, I heard Bill about
Mr. Sims. What? He said Mr. Sims.
Oh, he's not, he's not as dumb as Phil Sims.
What the hell? What the hey?
We should call him Mr. Sims.